Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Activists trying to keep casinos out of Massachusetts say they're encouraged following arguments today before the state's highest court on whether the issue can appear on this year's state ballot. The issue is now before the Supreme Judicial Court after the Massachusetts Attorney General rejected the question. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was at oral arguments this morning and is with me now in the studio. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Sasha.
So, Jack, outline for us the debate here.
Well, the crux of the issue is whether there is an implied contract between the state and casino applicants. Now, the Attorney General's office says casino applicants have already paid application fees, and because they paid those fees, they are entitled to a decision from the state on who would get a license. Gambling opponents disagree. They say there's no implied contract.
And there is also the question of whether Massachusetts would owe casino operators money if they change their mind about allowing Massachusetts to have casinos. Is that right?
Yeah. So all these casino companies have spent millions, in some cases tens of millions of dollars, lobbying for casinos. That includes application fees paid to the state. The argument is that if there's an implied contract, then the state has to reimburse those companies. But the issue is that it's against the law for a citizen petition like this ballot question to require state spending. Casino companies argue that there is absolutely an implied contract. Carl Valvo, today arguing on behalf of casino interests, says it's just like seizing land through eminent domain.
When the government decides to build a road through my living room, it decides that the public interest requires that road. Fine. It takes my living room. But I get paid for it.
And Jack, how do casino opponents counter that argument?
Well, they say if the government were revoking one license, then yes, it would be equivalent to eminent domain. But attorney Thomas Bean says that in this circumstance, the state would be abolishing an entire industry, and therefore applicants don't need compensation.
There are liquor license cases which say expressly, we can abolish the entire program. There's no liability when the entire program is abolished.
And Jack, we should clarify here that although some people are kind of in shorthand referring this to a ballot that would repeal the law, it wouldn't repeal the law. It would just mean that the State Gaming Commission could no longer grant licenses. Is that right?
That's correct.
So effectively, still, casinos couldn't be allowed to come.
Yeah.
So what was the reaction today from the justices? Did they ask any questions that indicated which way they're leaning?
Well, there's nothing blatant, but Justice Robert Cordy was certainly the most vocal of those involved, and he focused a lot on that question of liability for the state. He seemed almost surprised when the attorney for gambling opponents argued that the state has no responsibility to compensate casino companies.
And it can do this without compensation. Without compensation for all of the investment that was made at the encouragement of the legislature specifically. It can do it without compensation.
That is correct.
Wow.
So he is saying the companies would not be owed money from the state if this happens.
That's what the attorney for the repeal of the casino deal effort is saying, yes.
What is the timeline for a decision from the High Court?
The general feeling is that we'll have an answer by early July. That's when the ballot question signatures are due to election officials. In the meantime, casino opponents say they are collecting those signatures. They expect to be on the ballot this fall.
That's WBUR's Jack Lepiarz. He today was hearing oral arguments before the state's highest court about a ballot petition that would possibly keep casinos out of Massachusetts. Jack, thank you.
You're welcome.